The Gemara in Daf Beis and Beis on the bottom of the Amud says a gevaldike chiddush, the concept of banim hariyam kesimanim, which means that even though normally in order for a person to be considered a gadol, they need to have siris, you need to bring two siris, but if a isha gives birth to banim, the fact that she gave birth, the banim themselves hariyam kesimanim has a din of simanim, and that will make her into a gadila, even though she did not have two siris, the banim itself are considered like simanim. Now this is very difficult to understand because we know when it comes to siris, you really need two things to become a gedayla. You need siris, but you also need shanim. But if a 6-year-old has siris, that's not going to turn her into a gedayla. She has to be basid bey, she has to be 12 years old, plus two siris. And then when you have shanim and simanim, you have 12 years old plus siris, that will turn you into a gedayla. But the siris alone are not going to do it. So even if you're the banim are emke simanim, banim are like simanim, and banim are like siris, but lachar, you need the shanim as well. You're missing the shanim. So how could banim turn her into a gedayla when she doesn't have shanim? Lachar, it should be no better than siris that don't turn her into gedayla without shanim. So that's arachin, how this whole din of banim and simanim works. Now, lachar, you can answer this al pi echakira that achenim have. If you look lamashal in the chedushi of Reuven over here, Reuven Gazovsky, and Sim Tazayin clears the following chakira and the din that normally you need shanim and simanim to become a gadol or a gedayla. So what's the pshat in that? Is it the pshat that a person requires two things to become a gadol? You need shanim, you need the age of Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, plus you need two siris. So those two things equally create godless. The age plus the siris together, they create what we refer to as godless. Or is the pshat that no, the siris alone are what do it. The siris themselves turn a person into a gadol. But the problem is that if you don't have shanim, if you bring siris before you reach the age of Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, then we assume that those are not really siris of godless. Those aren't real siris. Maybe it's a shuma, maybe it's some type of fluke, maybe just something growing out of the body which doesn't really belong there, and those are not the siris of godless. The only way we can know that these are siris of godless is if you have the shanim. Once the shanim come, then you could assume that these siris attack a real siris and not what we refer to as a shuma, and she becomes a gedayla. But the Lafi that sad, really what creates a godless is the siris alone. You just need the shanim to be mevar that these are siris of godless and not just tam siris that happen to be a fluke and are not real siris of godless. So if you learn like that second sad, then you can be miyashiv why banim work without shanim. Because bamis, you don't need shanim to create godless. You just need shanim to be mevar that these siris are real siris. So that's when you have siris where there's a chashash and maybe the siris are a shuma. When it comes to banim, where there's no question that these banim are real banim, these banim are a simon of godless, then the banim would work even without shanim, and it would not be a problem at all, and that's how banim could work even without shanim. So that would be a good teretz l'chayr if you hold that shanim are not what create godless, they just are mevar, that the siris are real siris and not siris of shuma. The problem is that the Reuven points out that this seems to be a machlekes rishonim, is that the pshat in the din of shanim. The Ma'arit seems to hold like that the shanim don't create the godless, it's just being mevar that the siris are real siris of godless. So if you that you could answer like I said, but the Shita Mekubetzes and Babas and Daf Nun Vav seems so not like that. He's medayik from the Shita that the Shita holds that the shanim are poel godless just like the siris. So if him, it's harikusha l'duchta, how could banim work? Without shanim, l'char, you're missing the shanim, and just like siris need shanim, the banim should need shanim as well. So that is will be a hara on the Shita. And I think even that you can answer LP the following machlokes rishonim. So it's a very, you said it's a machlokes rishonim over in the sugya, what is banim kesimanim talking about? Shita sartaisis over here is that banim kesimanim are talking about a girl who's a ketana. She's not yet a gedayla, she's not yet beis, and she has banim, and the banim will turn her into a gedayla. But the Rambam Shita is, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, he learns that the whole sugya is talking about a gedayla. Shitaki is yet beis, but she doesn't have siris, and even though she doesn't have siris, the banim that she has while she's Yud Beis, 12 years old, will be considered like simanim, and that will turn her into a gedayla. So lechara lefi the if you learn like the Rambam, then the whole kasha doesn't begin. The whole din of banim kesimanim is talking about a gedayla. So you could say that the Shita Mekubetzes and Babasa, who understands that normally you need siris and shanim to create a gedayla, so how does banim work over here without shanim? Teretz says, no, you do have shanim over here, because the whole sugya would be talking about someone who's basid beis, and over there you say banim harim kesimanim, but if you don't have, if she's not yud beis, if she doesn't have shanim, then taka would be a problem, and the banim alone would not work. So that could be another teretz, the kasha and the shita. Now, if you look in the Ramban over here, the Ramban in his Chidushim brings down, he says that Shitas Rashi is like Taisus and not like the Rambam. The Rashi understands that the Gemara over here is talking about that the din of banim kesimanim is that she had the banim when she's a katana, and that's enough to turn her into a gedayla, even though she doesn't have shanim. Now, if that is Rashi Shita, it would be muchach to answer, like we said before. Alpi Reuven, the Rashi understands that the din of normally when you have shanim, when you have siris and shanim, this that you need shanim is not be'etzem. It's not that the shanim create the godless. Shanim is just mevar that the siris are real and not siris of shuma, but not that you need the shanim to create the godless. Or because if you would be, then banim kisimanim wouldn't work if she doesn't have shanim. So in kenim advarim, if that's correct, I think Rashi is going lishitasa. Because if you take a look at Rashi in Avis, Perik Hey, Mishnah Chafalov, the Mishnah over there says the Ben Yigimel Mitzvahs. Question is, how do we know that? How do we know the Ben Yigimel Mitzvahs? So Rashi over there says the following. He says, Demisha Havish Te Cyrus Ba Lechal Mitzvahs Daraisa, the Lacha Mashi Messinahi. So Rashi says that if you have two saris, you become a bar mitzvah midrash, you become a gadol, halacha mashmi sina, and chachamim or mishayir, that the zman when you bring the saris is when you're 13 years old. So I heard a gevaldik adiyuk from Rav Kolevsky's Zatzal. He said that it's mashiv from Rashi over here. The Rashi understands, like that son in the Rishonim, that the shanim are not being pale godless, the shanim don't create godless. It's just that you need the shanim to be mevar, that the saris are saris. The time of saris coming, that a real saris is when you're gimel shana. That's Rashi, how Rashi's lashon is mashiv. But not that the shanim themselves are part of the godless, it's the saris alone that create the godless. So if that's correct, then Rashi would be going lishitasa, because being the Rashi learns over here that the Din of Banim Kisimanim, the Rabban is talking about a girl who is a Ktana, and the question was, so how does Banim help? You're missing the Shanim, so he said Rashi must hold like those Shitas, that the Shanim are not part of the Siman Galus, it's just being Mavar, that the Cyrus are Cyrus, Mashenkin by Banim, you don't need that Bira. So Rashi Taka works out well, Lishitasa, because that's what he seems to hold in his Pirish on Avis, Perakei Mishnah Chafalif, that the whole Din of Shanim is just to be Mavar, that the Cyrus are Cyrus, but you don't need them Be'etzim, Mela by Banim, the Din would be the Banim Harim Kisimanim, even though there are no Shanim, because Banim is Be'etzim, Sinim of Godless, and therefore there would be no need for Shanim at all.